Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. I'm Paul Harrell, filling in for Stu. So the Catholic Church has existed in one form or another for 2,000 years. It has survived the fall of Rome, the rise of Islam, the French Revolution, World War II, and more. But will the Catholic Church be able to survive the greatest threat of all, modern, woke liberalism? The situation is not looking good. Make no mistake, there are a lot of people who hold positions of influence in the Catholic Church who want to change the doctrines it has held for its entire history. For 2,000 years, the Church has rejected homosexuality, abortion, divorce, female clergy, and more. But these people want to change that and push the Church toward embracing degeneracy. Their angle of attack is a two-year process called the Synod of Synodality. If I'm pronouncing that correctly. Essentially, the Church holds meetings where they invite lay people and women to speak about what they want to happen in the Church. These panels are being stacked with liberals who say that it's time for the Church to reform itself or be more open and accepting. And soon the Church might allow women to become deacons, which is the first step toward overturning 2,000 years of tradition and letting them become priests as well. There's talk about how to do outreach to people in polygamous marriages, quote, marriages. And of course, there is a big push to make the Church more accepting to the LGBTQ community. These people would rather welcome these people into hell than guide them away from sin and into heaven. But it's not all bad, though. Catholic Archbishop Carlo Vigano had a powerful response to the Los Angeles Dodgers' revolting celebration of the anti-Christian gay group, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. And we want to quote that. Quote, "The great deception of Satan, dear brothers, consists in making souls believe that they can do without God, that they can build a world in which human fraternity replaces Christian charity. But this utopian world is in reality hell on earth, the dystopia that Satan wants to establish to prepare the kingdom of the Antichrist, a hell in which mothers kill their children in their wombs or sell them to couples who cannot have them, a hell that castrates and horrendously mutilates children in the illusion of making them look like what they can never become, while decreeing death for millions of creatures in the womb, a hell that kills the elderly, the sick, and the poor because their life does not deserve to be lived, and at the same time tolerates or even encourages the horrors of pedophilia, organ predation, the trafficking of minors, and the exploitation of the poor and migrants," end quote. Matt Gaspers is the managing director of Catholic Family News, and he joins us now to talk more about this. Matt, welcome to the Stu Peters Show.
Thank you. It's an honor to be with you today.
Absolutely. What can you tell us about what's going on? I mean, is the LGBT agenda infiltrating the Catholic Church?
Unfortunately, it has been for decades, and I'm glad that you quoted from Archbishop Vigano. He really is one of the heroes in the Catholic Church today. He served for a few years, several years ago, as the Apostolic Nuncio to the United States, so the Pope's representative in America. And during his tenure, he got to know about the crimes of what we now know of crimes of former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. And he really blew the lid open on that case in 2018, the fall of 2018, when he gave his first public testimony on that matter. And he said in that document, quote, he talked about there being a homosexual current in the hierarchy of the church, specifically in the Roman Curia. So the Pope's advisors and such. A homosexual current in favor of subverting Catholic doctrine on homosexuality. And ever since then, he has been a lion, as the book of Revelation says of our Lord, a lion of the tribe of Judah. That's really, he's been a roaring lion, you know, bringing attention to all of these issues in the church. And, you know, as you mentioned in your opening monologue, the Synod on Synodality seems to be a real push for the LGBTQ agenda, as well as for female ordination of some kind.
Well, so the Pope in this synod, I mean, they've given women the ability to vote. Did I read that correctly?
Yeah, so let me give you a little background on what a synod in the Catholic Church is. So since the Second Vatican Council, which was held in the early 60s, it's become customary for the Pope to convene a certain number of the church's bishops throughout the world every few years to talk about, you know, a particular doctrinal or pastoral concern or subject, or maybe the situation of the church in a particular region of the world. The issue with this new synod on synodality, first of all, they can't even define the word synodality themselves. We don't know what they're talking about. And they apparently don't either because they can't give us a definition. It's like, it would be like a corporation having a meeting on meetings or a convention on conventions. It's just nonsensical. But it's really pushing a particular agenda, one of which is the LGBT agenda, also involving women in the governance of the church, despite, you know, biblical teaching and church tradition for 2,000 years. So it's really a mess, really a mess.
Well, I will just say, look, I mean, if you look at the Protestant denominations, the mainline Protestant denominations in America specifically, and you look at the state of their fealty to Scripture, it was the woman. I mean, it was the role of women in the church is the beginning. When you don't follow the Scripture and what it says about, you know, offices, elders, deacons, that sort of thing, which clearly in Scripture is only, the church offices are only for men, that is crystal clear. And when you start to allow women in, I'm surprised the Catholic Church, by the way, has lasted as long as they have by not doing that. Everything else starts to go. You doubt the sufficiency of Scripture here. Well, now all of a sudden we can excuse sodomy. We can excuse, and by the way, what they're going to talk about polygamous marriages? What right. Can you tell us about that? That's insane.
It certainly is. So, yeah, in this new document that was released this week in Rome at a press conference, it's called the Instrumentum Laboris, and that's Latin for working document. So before the actual synod is convened in October, they typically release a working document, which is meant to be like a guideline or a template for the discussions in Rome when the bishops convene there. So this is what the new document says. You know, it's made up of two parts. The second half includes what they call worksheets, which include a series of questions for quote unquote discernment, one of which is the following. How can we create spaces where those who feel hurt by the church and unwelcomed by the community feel recognized, received, free to ask questions, and not judged? And then it goes on, in the light of Amoris Laetitia, a document by Pope Francis, what concrete steps are needed to welcome those who feel excluded from the church because of their status or sexuality? And then it says in parentheses, for example, remarried divorcees, people in polygamous marriages, LGBTQ plus people, etc. So this is a question that they want the bishops of the world to ponder during this synod. It's just unbelievable.
You know, I'm not Catholic myself, but I mean, I know Catholics and they don't agree with this. I mean, so what's going to happen in the future here? I mean, you have a lot of Catholics who are conservative and have a biblical worldview with the way, and they don't want any of this degeneracy. I mean, they see it everywhere else. Every corporation, you know, every government agency, Major League Baseball, Bud Light, it's literally the cool thing to do. It's what you're supposed to do. It's a new religion, if you will. Mm-hmm. And parishioners don't want that. Parishioners want the church to stand on the truths that they've stood on for thousands of years. And the church is supposed to speak, you know, it's supposed to be the light and expose the darkness of the culture.
Right. Well, I think one of the means by which we've gotten to this terrible low is that with this particular synod, again, a synod is supposed to be a meeting of the bishops, of the spiritual fathers of the church, discussing amongst themselves, you know, discerning through prayer and the sacraments about how to best proceed in the world. This synod has essentially proceeded as a democratic survey process. They claim that it's not that, but that's essentially what it is. It began with what they call a consultation of the people of God, including those specifically who rarely or never practice their faith. So those who don't even attend mass regularly, for example, those who may not even believe the faith or the Bible, etc. And they're just getting it's a bunch of opinion polls, essentially. What do you think we should do to make the church more relevant in the modern world? That's essentially the question they're asking. And it's not surprising if they're getting these ridiculous, unbiblical, unsound answers from people who don't even believe the faith. That's problem number one. And then problem number two, a good friend of mine, Dr. Taylor Marshall, has really summed this up in his 2019 book, Infiltration. The church has been infiltrated for decades by enemies of Christ from within. Just like in biblical times, one of the 12 apostles was a traitor, Judas, the betrayer. The same thing is true throughout church history. There have been Judas priests, Judas bishops throughout the history of the church. And sadly, we have a very large number of them in the hierarchy today. And that's what Archbishop Vigano has really been exposing for the last several years and continues to do so today.
You know, if you look up that verse in Matthew and Mark about the millstone, you know, don't get me wrong, I'd love to, you know, people who are pagans and the sisters are for perpetual indulgence, they are causing little kids to stumble. But that verse, Jesus was specifically talking to disciples, and the millstone around their neck could be better. And so that is really directed at these churches who are, in the name of Christ, leading children on a path to destruction. And so we need to keep that in mind. Matt Gaspers, we really appreciate you coming on the Stu Peters Show, shedding some light on this topic. Real quick, we're almost out of time. What do you suggest Catholics do if they want to push back on this? What can they do?
Well, I think first and foremost, we have to remember, as St. Paul says in Ephesians, that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, and ultimately the devil. So we need to be praying for the bishops. We need to be praying for spiritual protection for our leaders. But certainly you can write to your local bishop, archbishop, express your concerns about this, and also, you know, share the content that we have at CatholicFamilyNews.com, like Archbishop Vigano's wonderful message in response to the debacle in Los Angeles with the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. Please share that with your family and friends. Read it yourself. I mean, many people have said it actually reads kind of like a letter from the New Testament to all the believers scattered throughout the world. So I encourage you to visit our website, CatholicFamilyNews.com.
All right, Matt Gaspers, we appreciate it, folks. The Stu Peters Show rolls on. Don't go anywhere.
We're seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD, or go to goldco.com/stew.
Hey, America, Dr. Stella Emmanuel here. One of the things I will put together is what I call the Pandemic Preparedness Pack. It has five essential things in it. Number one, it has Covivite. Covivite has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. We have Covilite. Covilite gives you energy. It helps you with hydration. It also gives you mental clarity, the brain fog, and antioxidants. We actually use this as part of our Vax Detox Combo. Then we have Viramune Plus. Viramune Plus can build your immunity. It has elderberry, bilberry, echinacea, ECGC. It has proteases and peptides. Then we have Covidine. Covidine is potassium iodide. If we get nuked, you're going to need potassium iodide to protect your thyroid from absorbing radiation. The last thing we have is Pox Defense. Pox Defense is an old Indian remedy that has Sarracenia purpura opica plant. And it used to work against smallpox, and it can help you against all the pox viruses to build your immunity.
Use the promo code STU for big discounts when they go to drstellamd.com. Use that promo code STU. It saved me a ton of cash, and it'll save you as well.
And welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. I'm Paul Harrell, filling in for Stu. Scott Shera is a man on a mission, a heroic mission straight from God. Scott, you'll remember, is the father of Grace Shera, his daughter, who was killed by a deadly cocktail of drugs while in the hospital for COVID. As Scott has shared on this program before, it is his strong belief that the workers at Ascension St. Elizabeth Hospital basically let his daughter die, or worse, because she was disabled with Down syndrome. Grace was given a do not resuscitate order without her parents' knowledge or consent, and then was given a lethal mixture of Presidex and lorazepam and morphine that caused fatal damage to her internal organs. Because of the hospital's draconian COVID policies, which kept Grace's family from visiting her, Scott and his wife had to watch her life slip away during a FaceTime call while the hospital staff did nothing to save her due to the DNR. Why would doctors care so little about Grace's life? Well, besides being disabled, she wasn't vaccinated. and she couldn't be safely because her disability gave her a weak heart that the vaccine could devastate. But apparently to the doctors of Ascension St. Elizabeth, that made her life not worth saving. Last time on this show with Stu, Scott talked about filing a lawsuit against Ascension St. Elizabeth Hospital. Since that appearance, the hospital has responded with a filing of its own whose details basically admit to medical malpractice by giving Grace excess doses of Precedex without justification. But the hospital still denies the more widespread malicious malpractice that eventually led to Grace's death. So the battle continues. Overall, the hospital's strategy is to do as much as it can to blame the victim. But notably, they can only go so far. They haven't even filed a counter lawsuit against Scott for defamation or libel, despite his constant crusade against them in the media and even on billboards in the Appleton, Wisconsin area. Why not? Oh, I think we all can guess why not. Scott Schara joins us now. Scott, welcome back to the Stu Peters Show.
Well, thanks for having me, Paul. You said quite a mouthful there. I have a number of comments I'll make based on your open. First of all, we did vaccinate Grace because we believe in God's method of vaccination, which is none. Grace was never vaccinated, so it wasn't because she had Down syndrome that we didn't vaccinate her and her supposedly weak heart. It is simply because we don't believe in vaccinations. I don't think it's ever a tool that people should use, and I want to go on record and say that. Second of all, the hospital, I don't know that they're quite admitting that they killed Grace by the med combination. In fact, in one of their denials to the complaint, they said that the second dose of lorazepam in a 3-minute window, they denied that it even happened. I mean, that's a shock. I'm going to read some of the items from their answer. And just to frame the whole lawsuit, we filed the summons and complaint on April 11th. The complaint was against not only Ascension Hospital System, but 5 doctors and 2 nurses. And the reason we did that is because we want the entire country to know. We see this as a trailblazing case, and we want the entire country to know that doctors and nurses cannot blame NIH protocols, hospital protocols. They can't blame any of that. They need to be held accountable for their choices, just like in the Nuremberg trials. And so what's interesting is that all of them had to respond by May 15th, the hospital, the 2 nurses, and the 5 doctors. They all did. And I want to just read a couple of the shenanigans from the hospital's response, because it really gives you the perspective that you should have with these lawsuits. You know, Ascension Hospital System has $30 billion in cash. And so they're going to file these type of crazy responses because they want us to give up. I mean, I can see that clearly. I'll comment about the defamation here in a little bit. But in what it's called when they respond, it's called answers to our summons and complaints. I'm going to read a couple of these because they're shocking. So I'm quoting here. It says, in answer to paragraph 6 of the complaint, deny that Ascension Health directly provides healthcare services. You know, just wrap your head around that. So they're using the excuse that they don't directly provide healthcare services, so then they're not accountable for Grace's murder. All right. That's, you know, so that is a, you know, that is obviously a red herring to get us off track. This is one that really is a shocker. In answer to paragraph 40 of the complaint, deny that Scott Schara was removed from the hospital. So just to take people back to that week in October of 21, I was with Grace from October 6th until the 10th when I was taken out by an armed guard. Then we had to hire an attorney to negotiate with the hospital attorney to get my daughter Jessica in as a replacement advocate. So we had 47 hours where our disabled daughter had no advocacy. And what they did during that 47 hours is they increased the dose of Precedex, a sedation med that Grace should have never had. They increased the dose 6 different times in that 47 hours instead of taking care of her. They sedated my little buddy instead of taking care of her. So then
they did this once they separated you guys. Once you were separated from your daughter, that's when they moved in to do this.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's so strategic when you look at the details of the timeline. Now that we have filed the lawsuit, you see that you overlay the phone records, you overlay the medical records, and the legal team has gone through this in a lot of detail. And the reason is you can't just frivolously file a lawsuit. You've got to have your ducks in a row. So, I mean, all the T's are crossed, the I's dotted. Our expert is disclosed right in the summons and complaint. This is a serious lawsuit. It's a big deal. The opportunity for the hospital in their answer, they also have an opportunity for what's called affirmative defenses. And Paul, I'm glad you're sitting down for this one. Affirmative defense number 6, quote, any and all injuries or damages sustained by plaintiffs may be a direct and proximate result of the negligence and or decisions made by the plaintiffs. Wow. So wrap your head around that. They blame Grace and me for Grace's death. So you think, did they admit to anything, Scott? Well, they did admit to something. In answer to paragraph 74 of the complaint, admit that Grace Sherrill passed away. So, you know, it's absolutely ridiculous. We have our first hearing is coming up on July 14th. That's a fairly substantial deal. It's one of the attorneys for a doctor wrote what's called a brief, which they need to write a brief to get a hearing. So they wrote a brief as to why we don't have legal status in the state of Wisconsin. And I think it's foolishness, but I mean, we've got to write a counter brief now. So the legal team is working on that. And so the judge scheduled a motion for a hearing for the motion to dismiss based on the grounds that their legal team put in place. So, you know, we've got to fight that on July 14th. So that's our first opportunity. Assuming we get past that, which I assume we will, then the doors open up with scheduling and depositions and discovery and that whole thing. You know, you did broach the topic about defamation, and I want to comment on that because I've been outspoken that they murdered Grace. Once I connected the dots and I figured it out, at the beginning I thought it was simple medical negligence, but as I connected the dots, I realized it's actually murder. And the reason, so what is the reason the hospital hasn't sued me? Well, it seems obvious because if they do, they've got to prove that what I'm saying is not true, yeah. Which that opens up a whole can of worms for them. And the reality is what I am saying is true. And I want people to know that Grace's story is not an anomaly. This has become the norm. This is the new standard of care. We've been sold a bill of goods that doctors are following the Hippocratic Oath. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Did the loss in the response to your lawsuit, did they address the do not resuscitate order in any way?
Yeah, they denied that was an issue. And
so they denied
do not resuscitate.
Did they deny that they issued a do not resuscitate order without your consent?
Yes, they denied that happened. And what's interesting about it, in our lawsuit, what we did, Paul, was we put what's called a declaratory judgment provision in the lawsuit because this DNR thing is so big. The Department of Safety and Professional Services, which is the regulatory agency in Wisconsin, they have taken a stand for the doctor. So they regulate the doctors and nurses in Wisconsin. And I'll read from their stand. I think I have it right here, so bear with me just a second, because this is really important to hear what they've said. Yeah, they put it in writing. They wrote chapter 154 of the Wisconsin statutes, which is the DNR statute, does not apply to physicians operating in hospital non-emergency room settings. So again, wrap your head around that. That means that a doctor in Wisconsin, and I'm telling you folks, this is nationwide. This has nothing to do with Wisconsin, but the regulatory agency for doctors says that if you are in a hospital, the doctor has the right to put a DNR on you at his discretion.
Unbelievable. So they get to decide who lives or dies. That's what
that
means.
Correct.
That the doctor just gets to arbitrarily decide that he has that's insane. You know, what we have witnessed over the last 3 years is unbelievable. I obviously you have gone through it more in a much worse way than the average person watching this happen. I mean, people, the betrayal of trust that has gone on between the medical community and the people that we trusted them, and it was a totalitarian, you know, basically communist death trap. They flipped the switch overnight, top down, and we have essentially become the we've become the monsters that you read about in history books. I mean, that's what this is. That's what has happened here. Do you want to name the doctors? You said five doctors and two nurses. Do you want to name those people?
I sure can. I do want to frame this, though, a little bit different than what you're saying, in that I've got to find that list here. I've got that list. But I do want to frame this just as a bit different, because I look at COVID expose the evil. And as opposed to COVID being this thing that, okay, all of a sudden they became evil with COVID. And it's very easy to prove if you go all the way back in history, but then they codified this evil in Obamacare, and they've been training this evil. And as it applies, you can specifically see it in the idea of lawsuits. It is extremely rare to be able to file a lawsuit. Grace's lawsuit is the first of its kind. Well, what's the reason? They set in motion for decades provisions that preclude you from filing. Mm-hmm. So this was way before COVID. You know, COVID, they have the PREP Act, which gives immunity from liability. But way before that, they put provisions in the state statutes that limit doctors' liability. And there's only certain conditions where you can file. And the odds of winning are exceedingly low.
You said that they had $30 billion. I want to hear your story. But you're exactly right. I don't disagree. It was definitely like one sin leads to another. It gets worse and worse and worse. And so, I mean, it starts with little white lies, right? I mean, these hospitals that in many cases bear the name of Christian denominations for decades now have gone to state legislatures all across the country, sat at the end of committee tables, and lied about their uncompensated care. Now that may sound, you know, in the $100 aspirin and the organized crime that is essentially the legal organized crime of the insurance industry and everything else. So you're right. COVID did not, you know, make them monsters. It was a gradual thing, and it started a long time ago. So go ahead with your story.
Well, that's outstanding. You really nailed it. So I'll tell you a quick story. So early on, I never thought we'd file a lawsuit because I met an attorney who's a partner in a 300 partner law firm, a big firm. And he said, Scott, this case needs to get out there. And so he introduced me to the best medical malpractice attorney in Wisconsin. So I talked with that gentleman and he looked at Grace's file and he said, Scott, even in slam dunk cases like this appears to be, we only have a 1 in 10 chance of winning. So in Grace's case, the most that we could possibly win, which by the way, we've already said we're not gonna take any money. The most we can possibly win is $750,000.
Wow.
That's the most. All right. So he says we only have a 1 in 10 chance of winning. So that's $75,000. So think about it from the law firm's perspective. They'll have at least $100,000 in experts. So with a $75,000 chance of victory, and they only get a third, no law firms are taking on these cases. So he told me a story about, he represented a family where the husband died because he had a sponge sewed up inside of him in surgery and he lost. And I said, how could you possibly have lost? And he said, I brought in 10 experts and they brought in 100. He said they circle the wagons around their own. So that's what we're up against. Ascension yeah. Hospital System has $30 billion in cash. We're up against a Goliath. So you quickly, the names of the people. So the doctor who ordered the med combination on Grace, his name is Gavin Shokar. David Beck was one of the he was the overall attending physician. Daniel Leonard was one of the doctors who was second in command on the COVID wing. Carl Baum was a hospitalist. Ramana Murata, he was the pulmonologist. Then the two nurses, Holly McGinnis. She's a 14-year experienced ICU nurse. She's the one who delivered the meds to Grace. And then last but not least is, I lost the paper. There's another nurse.
I understand.
Thanks for bearing with me. Her name is Allison Barkle. So Allison is the one who brought the charge against me and had me escorted out by an armed guard.
So last question, because we're out of time. Is there a place people can go and donate so that you can continue to fight this battle with the legal expenses that you're incurring?
We're asking people to go to graceschara.com. And we're not formally asking for money at this point. There is a Give, Send, Go set up for Grace, but we're really after putting in your name and email in that database because we know there's going to be calls for action. you know, if I get sued under defamation, that's going to have a call to action where we're going to have to raise some serious money.
Okay. Scott Scherer, thank you so much for this fight. I'm so sorry that this has happened to you. God bless you, sir. And I know, you know, Stu and the Stu Peters Network wants to help you out and support you any way we can. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Paul.
All righty, folks. Stu Peters Show rolls on back here in just a moment.
Everybody now knows that we live in an upside-down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously, it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the Vanish holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting. Lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon, so kick in your special pricing. Lock it in right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. That's VNSH.com/stew. VNSH.com/stew. It's all back for the money-back guarantee, and I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. Vanish.com/stew right now, today, before this discount expires. Heart disease, blood clots, strokes, kidney failure. These can all be found on the back of an ibuprofen bottle listed as side effects. And to top it all off, ibuprofen doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary relief. It's only masking the true problem, which is inflammation. It's not only ineffective, it's expensive and downright dangerous, especially for seniors to be popping ibuprofen pills. That's why researchers are saying to add this Antarctic supernutrient to your diet. These are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild-caught krill. The omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. In fact, it can outperform ibuprofen, Advil, and Tylenol. And it doesn't have the dangerous side effects mentioned above either. Better yet, for a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Just go to StopMyInflammation.com right now to get your special offer for being a part of my audience. StopMyInflammation.com. I don't know if this includes you, but a record-smashing, unprecedented, staggering number of Americans are having problems getting the rest that they need, the sleep that they need to function on a daily basis, that REM sleep. They toss and they turn and they just struggle with it for years. I struggled with it. A friend of mine told me that it might be a magnesium deficiency. Well, I tried several products and none of them worked. Finally, I was introduced to nutrition scientist and champion bodybuilder Wade Lightheart, and he told me that, get this, there are actually 7 critical types of magnesium, and your body needs all 7 in order to get proper sleep. Well, the problem is, because of industrial fertilizers, basically all of the food that we now eat is deficient in these vital nutrients. Magnesium Breakthrough is the only full-spectrum, all 7 forms of magnesium supplement on the market. And let me tell you, this stuff actually works. Not only did it finally fix my sleep, but energy levels went through the roof as well. To learn more, go to magbreakthrough.com/stewpeters. Use promo code stewpeters10 to get 10% off your first bottle. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. Go to magbreakthrough.com/stewpeters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/stewpeters.
And welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. I'm Paul Harrell, filling in for Stu. So the situation at the U.S. border is not just another political issue. It is, at this moment, the political issue, and it may be the greatest crisis in American history. Yes, a greater crisis even than the American Civil War, because in the American Civil War, regardless of which side won, there would still be an American nation left. Perhaps a nation divided into two actual countries, like Germany during the Cold War or like the Korean Peninsula is today, but there would still be an America and Americans. But this border crisis, with this border crisis, there is no such guarantee. There is an invasion like no other state in human history has ever faced. It is relentless, unlimited, unending. It's a tidal wave of the world's collected humanity pouring into the United States. The regime lies to you, as it always does, about the scale of what is happening. For more than a decade, the official estimate for the number of illegal immigrants in this country has been about 11 million people. They have to estimate the number because the government refuses to actually try and count it. Anyway, every year they claim the number of illegals is about 11 million. Somehow it never changes, even though we know hundreds of thousands more come every year. In reality, we can guess the number of illegals is much higher than that, just going off the numbers of children they have enrolling in our public schools and the volume of social services they gobble up. And of course, not only is the number of illegals here far higher than the 11 million number, it's going up dramatically. 1.7 million people were detained at the border in 2021. More than 2 million were detained in 2022. This year, we might hit 3 million. And remember, detained doesn't mean stopped and sent back. In hundreds of thousands of cases, it means processed, given a court date, two or three or more years in the future, and then released inside America. What happens if they blow off the court date years from now? Literally nothing. Nobody will do anything at all. ICE doesn't even bother deporting a lot of literal criminals these days. This isn't a failure of law enforcement, though. It's a deliberate, calculated abandonment of the American people. Joe Biden is the Roman emperor standing down while barbarians sack Rome and plunder everything in it. This is treason by the highest actors of state. Why do they do it? Well, for the explicit purpose of replacing the historic population of America. In the great empire of lies we live under, this might be the most treacherous. The regime will literally call the Great Replacement a conspiracy theory and then turn around the very next day and gloat that as whites get replaced in America, the country will become more left-wing. In 2018, Michelle Goldberg of the New York Times gloated, "We can replace them just before the gubernatorial election in Georgia." By, quote, them, she meant white conservatives. In 2015, Biden gloated that very soon people of European descent will be less than half of America. That's already the case in several U.S. states. Notably, one of the first states to become that way was California. So take a nice look if you want to know the future plan for all of us. But it's not just California. Texas will soon be majority Hispanic, entirely thanks to the relentless flood of immigration from the South. That's the purpose of this. The U.S. is the country where authoritarian left-wing communism never happened, but communism and socialism have happened repeatedly in Latin America, in Venezuela, in Cuba, in Mexico, and more. That's why those countries are so poor and why people all want to leave. But as soon as they come here, they start voting for the same policies. So, you know what? Forget California. If you want a vision of America's future, just look at Venezuela. It's coming. All by design. Todd Benzman is a fellow at the Center for Immigration Studies. He's written pieces for Newsweek, The New York Post, The Federalist, and The Daily Mail. He's also the author of a new book called Overrun, which covers how Joe Biden created the worst border meltdown by any country in the history of the world. One of his discoveries in his research is that the Mexican drug cartels have literally been using their profits to buy up huge tracts of land in Texas, and Todd Benzman joins us now. Todd, welcome to the Stu Peters Show.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So what can you tell us, first off, about your new book, Overrun?
Well, it's the only book about this mass migration crisis, the most historic in American history. We have never seen records broken, as many records broken across such a an array of categories as we have in the last 2.5 years. That, to me, warrants a book when you have history-breaking events like this one. And we're only halfway through it. We've got a long way to go before we're even through the first phase of it, which is the four-year term of the Biden administration. This book really describes in granular detail exactly how it happened, which policies hit on which dates and caused what kind of response from the immigrants. It's very much based on interviews with thousands of immigrants that I conducted all over Central America, Mexico, and all along the border myself.
Wow. What can you tell us about these tracts of land? So the Mexican drug cartels, they're using their money to buy up these tracts of land in Texas. What can you tell us about this discovery?
Well, it's a little bit more complicated than that. What's happening is that when you have millions and millions of people pouring over the border, we forget that they have to live somewhere. They have to go somewhere And that's going to be in all of our communities from one end of the country to the other, north, south, east, west. And what it looks like is this one community that I found right here in Texas where I live. I live in the Austin area, about a 3-hour drive from me northeast of Houston, is a county called Liberty, Liberty County, one of the oldest in Texas to have been settled. And there is a landowner there who has figured out a way to market purchases of 3/4-acre lots to illegal immigrants, cutting out the bank by financing it himself, owner to buyer financing, so you don't have to show history of employment or credit ratings or anything like that. You just pay somewhere like 9% interest on your loan. And those have been sold by the tens of thousands. We think that there may be as many as 100,000 illegal aliens living in Liberty County and also spilling over into some of the neighboring counties like San Jacinto counties. Just absolutely a no-go zone, a sanctuary zone, probably the biggest sanctuary city in America. ICE never goes there. There are no operations.
Wow.
There's very little law enforcement. It's a complete safe zone for illegal immigrants to buy land and own land and go to public schools and work illegally and have fake documents and break all kinds of other laws doing so too. It's not just Liberty County, though. There are going to be this sort of thing on a smaller scale all over America because these 5-6 million people that have come in have to live somewhere.
Wow. So this reminds me of these no-go zones you heard about 10 years ago in London. You know, they were Islamic, radical Islamists, and the police just wouldn't even go there. And they basically set up their own little fiefdoms, their own little governments. They had their own, essentially punishments for criminals, all kinds of things. And so yes. You're saying that is now happening in America, but with Hispanics.
Yeah, it's mostly Spanish speaking. I mean, I've been on the ground there. I've spent a lot of time reporting for the book. My book, Overrun, the final chapter is all about this community because it is just so starkly outrageous. And it's so emblematic of what I think is happening all over America, but nobody's reporting it. In fact, nobody's really even reporting on this community. It's called Colony Ridge. In Liberty County. It is what we in law enforcement would have called a target-rich environment. If ICE were to ever set up shop there, if state police were to ever conduct operations, the cartels are operating full-on throughout this community, running stash houses, murdering people. A couple of middle school kids just got shot up to death in their car. That sort of thing is happening all over this area. We just had last month or the month before a Mexican national who bought land and had a house and horses and everything on his lot went next door and slaughtered a Honduran family, including women and children. That made national news, but not the fact about where they lived and how he was able to live and buy property there for years and find sanctuary.
Wow. The Great Replacement Theory, they've said that this is some sort of, you know, white nationalist conspiracy theory. What are your thoughts? Is the Great Replacement Theory real? Is there an effort to essentially change the demographics of America?
Well, I come at this problem journey, and I'm kind of an old school. I was a reporter for 23 years and covered, you know, an investigative reporter for big newspapers like the Dallas Morning News. And my feeling about why this is happening is maybe a little bit more rudimentary than that, which is to say that the people that are behind these policies in the Biden administration come from this, what I call migrant advocacy industrial complex. They are working in the White House, at the State Department, DHS political appointees. And what they've orchestrated is a mass migration crisis that has produced $100 million federal contracts for their employers, their old employers, for for the entire industry is just becoming fat and wealthy on the largesse of, oh my God, we've got to help the government manage this crisis. And so my feeling about, you know, the big why of this is that it's the old story of cash, self-dealing in Washington, lobbying for policies that enrich us. It would be on the order of, if you were to take the defense manufacturing industry that makes bombs and bullets and fighter aircraft and put them in charge of U.S. diplomacy, we would just be in a state of war every single day. We wouldn't know a moment of peace while they're just churning out aircraft and bullets and bombs. This is very much like that. So I'm going with that as well, for the big why.
Yeah, well, we really appreciate you coming on the Stu Peters Show, Todd Bensman, and your book is Overrun. Where can people get it?
Yeah, Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History. It's available wherever books are sold, bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, you know, wherever you buy your books, you can find this,
well,
this one. And in about a month, there'll be an audio version out.
Well, it's certainly timely because we are being overrun. I mean, that is what's going on right now at the border, and it really is unprecedented. Thank you so much again for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right, folks, the Stu Peters Show rolls on. Don't go anywhere. Back here in just a moment.
If you have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD, you've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and clonidine because they are whores for big pharma, and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD, and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to Curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, Curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to Curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to Curable.com.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
As someone who goes to battle every day with the demonic deep state, as someone who's constantly researching and trying to get information to you, booking interviews, scheduling huge projects like documentaries like Died Suddenly, obviously energy is an issue. Sometimes you have no afternoon energy. Sometimes your mood is affected. So I started taking Newtopia. I felt a noticeable improvement in my ability to focus and or remember important things once I started using Newtopia. I noticed a boost in my cognitive performance, my energy levels, my mood. Since I began taking Newtopia, I've been able to power through challenging tasks and distractions and manage more projects than ever without rising stress levels, which is incredibly important in current times. Since incorporating Newtopia into my routine, I articulate my thoughts more clearly. So why is Newtopia the best? They have developed a highly effective nootropics specifically designed to unlock your brain's maximum focus and concentration and creativity. Personalize your pack for your unique neurochemistry, choosing from 9 breakthrough brain formulas designed to help with a range of mental and emotional issues. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. If you want big discounts, use promo code Stu Peters when you go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters.
And welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. I'm Paul Harrell, filling in for Stu. So for decades before the great COVID panic, we lived with another fear-mongering permanent so-called crisis. We refer, of course, to the climate crisis. For decades, they've repeated the lie that we're just a few years from a point of no return, after which a cascade of climate change will destroy the planet. You've heard it before. If we don't stop eating meat, the planet will heat up by 20 degrees and we'll die in super hurricanes. If we don't stop driving cars, we'll wreck the planet in 10 years. 20 years ago, Al Gore said that by now there'd be no ice at the North Pole and the planet would be ruined. Hasn't happened. Not even close. But they just adjust their lies a little every year, and the same idiots fall for it every time. And once they have these idiots spun up into a panic, they reveal the only way to fix this fake problem is to get rid of democracy, get rid of constitutional rights, and hand all power over to a self-appointed globalist oligarchy. And once given that power, they run wild. In the Netherlands, they're shutting down the world's most productive and efficient farms. In Germany, soaring electricity prices are making Germany deindustrialize, gutting its economy. In Scotland, new restrictions on cars are actually increasing pollution rather than cutting it. But the elites got their power, which is what really matters to them. And as the elites exert more and more power over every dimension of our lives, being able to control your own air and water is more important than ever. And that's where Mike Dillon and his purifiers come in. You can check out the Triad Air and other products at filterssuck.com. That's filterssuck.com. Use the promo code STU. And Mike Dillon joins us now. Mike, great to meet you, sir. You're a regular on the Stu Peters Show, but it's great to finally meet you, sir.
Absolutely, brother. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Can you tell us just a little bit about how the regulations, these environmental regulations in the name of saving us from climate change, are actually making the environment more polluted?
Well, I've always known that whatever big government tells you, and whether it's in regulation for our protection, protocols that they put in place, I do the absolute opposite, brother. Anything that they tell you to do, if they tell you to open the windows, I'm closing them. If they say close the windows, I'm opening them. So, you know, you have to first trust in Jesus, brother. You got to be able to believe that you can protect your family. I think that you've got to be able to know exactly three steps ahead of what they're doing. 20 years ago, when they were talking about the geoengineering and the chemtrails, everybody said that you were crazy. Oh, that's just another conspiracy. You're a crazy quack. Now, all of a sudden, it's starting to come out as a known fact, but they're doing it in the name of protection. It's for weather modification. It's so they can control the amount of rain falling in Kansas to make sure that we're getting enough wheat. I don't know any time that I've looked up in the sky since, you know, the early 80s growing up in West Palm Beach, Florida, when you would see crystal clear blue skies at the beach. Now, all of a sudden, you wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning on a clear day, you get four or five contrails going in different ways, and those contrails turn into something nefarious where it's blocking out the sun and it's hazy. And, you know, we get phone calls all the time. Hey, Mike, what's that smell in the air? I have no idea. I'm not in Lincoln, Nebraska. But when you can start smelling something and the actual odors are changing, it's unbelievable, the fallout. And if you talk to permaculture people, look at what's happening to our soil. The soil has changed. They're having troubles now growing certain products in different regions because of the ever-changing conditions of what's happening inside of our soil. What do you think that does to us, brother, when that gets into our home? When it gets into our car, when we start breathing this stuff, it starts taking a toll on our actual internal environment. Because we already know, right? Dr. Group had said many, many years ago that they found that the two conditioning factors to cancer is a toxic external environment and a toxic internal environment. So what is one of the most important things to do if we breathe 11,000 liters of air a day? Would you agree with me that that's just as important as the water that we drink?
Absolutely.
And the food that we eat?
Yes.
Yeah. So plain and simple, no air purifier technology has ever gone as far as what we decided to do by putting photocatalytic oxidation in our large machine. We're putting that inside of your environment, inside of your internal environment. This is in your home, your sacred space. When you're dealing with mold toxicity, talk to any mold expert and ask them what happens to mold when you get it near a 5G tower. Those millimeter wavelengths all of those microwave admissions that are coming off, it can increase mold toxicity by 400,000 to 500,000%. That's why I tell people you could literally take bread, right? You take a loaf of bread, bring two loaves of bread into your home, put one next to your Wi-Fi router and put one next to your refrigerator in the kitchen. Watch how quickly the bag with bread next to a Wi-Fi router starts to grow with mold way quicker. Our technology is looking at removing the harmful things that come into your home. So let's say that most people live in a 2,200 square foot home all across America, upstairs, downstairs. Our technology, 24 hours a day, is vibrating the air synergistically. And what we're doing, Paul, is we're going after the small little particles that a normal filter would not be able to grab. We're dropping that down to the ground as a biologically inert substance. You mop it, you vacuum it, you sweep it. But our PCO cell is breaking down viral loads and anything that is 0.001 microns or larger, which is very, very, very small, 1/10,000 of the size of a hair particle, multiple times a day. We're going through pulsing the air and dropping it down to the ground as a biological inert substance. You remember the fires that were sweeping across the Northeast about a week and a half ago, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yes, absolutely. The ones that all started at the exact same time in Canada.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. It was it was almost like it was premeditated. I mean, who would have thought that they would have done that? We had thousands of emails of customers from the Northeast that were saying, "Hey, oh my gosh, we plugged in your air purifier 6 months ago, 12 months ago, and we had neighbors that were coming in from all over the neighborhood because the air inside of the homes was crystal clear." What you just saw happen here inside of that box, that's what needlepoint negative ionization will do upstairs, downstairs, throughout the entire home. And we don't just stop at the home. We knew, you know, when the vaccine was rolled out, we knew that we had to use 12 million positive ions per cubic centimeter per second. So I'm sure you've probably seen Stu anytime he travels, where he goes through. We've got this guy right here, 24 hours a day. That little one right there, that's the Shield Air. That's what I have on wearing right now. But you could use it in a grocery store, use it when you're in a car. Portable air purification, one of the best things that you can do to protect you and your family is to be able to be three steps ahead of what the nefarious, God, non-adhering to government municipalities, whatever they're spraying, whatever they're doing, we've got to be three steps ahead.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned the chemtrails. I'm glad you mentioned, potential disasters like the fires. You never know what's going to happen. Also, vaccine shedding. So when people go to filtersuck.com, that's filtersuck.com, and they use the promo code STU, what do they get, Mike?
So what we're going to do is we're going to do what we – for the Father's Day sale, we wanted to make something extra special for everybody. If you guys go from this weekend all the way until Monday of next week, anybody that buys the large machine, which is our whole home system, that's the V3, we're going to give them the travel unit, which is great for the car. That's the Go unit. That's got a battery backup. It'll do up to 150 square feet. Great for the truck. It's got a battery backup, like I said. We're going to also include the Shield Air. So that is the wearable one. So if you go on an airplane, if you're going to the grocery store, you want to protect yourself against shedding. But we're also going to throw in our world famous Mini Air. That is the 250 square foot hotel unit. Great for a basement, great for a kid's room, great for a litter box area. Unbelievable for allergens, backed by Dr. Gary Rosen to kill mold, which, if you don't know, mold is a silent killer. I will tell you guys, you go to the filtersuck.com, put the large machine in the cart, and we're going to automatically give you all three of the free gifts. You buy the large machine, you're going to get three of the free gifts. That's going to be what we're going to do for you guys. We're also going to give you free shipping, and I'll pay the tax.
All right.
To filtersuck.com. Filtersuck.com. Use the promo code STU.
All right. Mike Dillon, great to meet you. Keep up the good work. Thank you so much.
You got it, brother. God bless.
Yes, sir. God bless you. Folks, that's all the time we have for this Friday edition of the Stu Peters Show. My name is Paul Harrell. Thank you so much for watching. Have a blessed weekend.
Filtersuck.com is the leading manufacturer in filterless air purification systems, whether you're dealing with pollen or mold or dust, shedding from your pet, or vaccinated neighbors' mRNA spike protein shedding. FilterSuck.com has solutions for every scenario, at home, at work, or on the go. Breathe with confidence. Don't let your air suck. Rest well knowing that your home is protected 24/7, so now you can get a unit for your home or a portable unit for on-the-go travel. That's FilterSuck.com. Use promo code STU for 10% off when you go to FilterSuck.com. Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place, and then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD.